To the editor, across the country, small businesses are closing their doors, families are losing their livelihoods, and entire communities are feeling the heat from federal firearms policies that are unworkable, ineffective, and economically destructive. The federal government has imposed sweeping firearm prohibitions, frozen, legal handgun transfers, and has most recently imposed retaliatory tariffs on firearms and sporting goods. Paired with inflation and a rising cost of living and operating a business, these measures have had a devastating effect on Canada's firearm industry. Range and competition attendance have dropped significantly. Retail sales are declining, orders and imports are shrinking. Businesses that have operated legally and safely for generations are now being forced to reduce operations, lay off staff, or shut down entirely. We are seeing a concerning number of businesses shut their doors over the past few years. These are not fringe businesses. This is a long-standing industry that contributes significantly to Canada's economy and culture. In 2019, CSAAA reported that Canadians spent $8.5 billion on hunting and sport shooting. The sector contributed $5.9 billion to Canada's GDP, and it supported over 48,000 full-time jobs, generating $6.4 billion in labor income. This doesn't include the contributions hunting and sports shooting make to the tourism industry and the local communities that hunters and sports shooters frequent for their activities. These aren't just numbers, they represent real people. Employees, entrepreneurs, rural communities, and family-run businesses that have operated safely and responsibly within Canada's strict regulatory environment for decades. What's especially frustrating is that these aggressive prohibitions and policies are not increasing public safety. The measures do little to nothing to address the root causes of crime and gun-related violence in Canada. Experts and law enforcement have even stated that the focus should go elsewhere, such as the broken bail system that allows for repeat offenders, gang activity, smuggling, and organized crime. Instead, we are seeing the crippling of legitimate businesses and lawful participation in hunting and sport shooting, and pushing more Canadians out of the industry, community, and culture entirely. The Canadian Sporting Arms and Ammunition Association continues to hear from members who are being forced to drastically reduce operations, let go of longtime employees, or consider shutting down entirely. An alarming number of businesses have already closed. These businesses are more than just retailers, distributors, or ranges. They are cornerstones of their communities, supporters of conservation efforts, and contributors to Canada's economic and cultural heritage. We continue to urge the federal government to reconsider its approach. Policies that damage Canadian small businesses and eliminate jobs, without measurable improvements in public safety, are not sound public policy. Now more than ever, these numbers and the Canadians behind them must not be ignored. Jen McDonald, Managing Director, Canadian Sporting Arms and Ammunition Association.